天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个步子。我们现在正在学习的课题是 The Lord's Prayer 主导文。今天呢，已经是这个系列的第八课，还有三课这个系列就会结束。小环相信，通过前几次麦克牧师的讲道，大家一定对主导文有了更深一步的了解和认识，对我们人类自己的罪性和神的慈爱也明白了更多。在今天的节目中呢，麦克牧师将会跟大家讲述关于免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债的讯息。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，我们把接下来的时间交给麦克牧师和安详，让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello and welcome our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友你好，很高兴你今天收听这个节目。
As most of you who are following this series of messages know, we have been talking about the Lord's Prayer.
假如你一直在收听，就会知道我们正在讲主导文这个系列。
And I want to talk to you today about my experience.
今天我要告诉你我经历到的一些事情。
I find that everywhere I go in the world, I find men and women who deep down inside feel that something is missing in their lives.
我发现不管在哪里，无论男女，每个人的心灵深处总是感到人生缺少了些东西。
They have that empty feeling that nothing seems to be able to fill or satisfy.
这种空虚感是无法填满，也没有办法用什么东西来替代的。
They have a sense of restlessness and dissatisfaction.
因此他们感到焦躁不安，很不满足。
When I talk to people, whether it be on airplanes or at functions, one-on-one,
不论在飞机上或聚会中，当我和他们个别谈话的时候，
They often confide in me and they tell me I feel something is missing in my life.
通常他们都会很坦白地说，我感到人生缺少了些东西。
Invariably, I quickly put my finger on it.
我很快就能找出问题所在。
If they were not believers,
假如他们还不是基督徒，
I try to explain to them that that emptiness is sin which is separating them from God.
我会对他们说，这种空虚感其实就是罪，这罪形成我们和神之间的隔离。
And that their only cure is turning to the only one who can fill that void.
唯一能填满空虚的良方就是归向独一的真神。
If they are believers,
假如他们已经是基督徒，
most often it is unconfessed sin or bitter roots that they are carrying in their lives.
通常是因为他们没有为着所犯的罪悔改，或在他们心里仍藏着苦毒。
People try to cope with that emptiness and restlessness in a variety of ways.
人们用许多不同的方法来摆脱这种空虚感和焦躁不安。
Some try to bury themselves in their work.
有些人会埋头工作。
Others may bury themselves in travel from one exotic spot to another.
另有些人则忙着各处旅游，从一个观光热点赶到另一个观光热点。
Others try to bury themselves from going from one relationship to another.
还有些人不断地和不同的人交往，建立关系来忘却空虚。
Others would try to bury themselves in achievements and rewards.
更有些人会全力以赴地争取成就和报酬。
They may bury themselves in doing of good works for which they get recognition.
他们也许会参与很多慈善工作，让别人来肯定他们的价值。
Or they may bury themselves in hiding away from churches that have convicting messages.
也许他们尽量避免去教会，以免听到那些责备良心的信息。
Or they may bury themselves in a church that is soft on sin and repentance.
或许干脆转去那些姑息容纳罪的教会。
All of this or some of this may give them the feeling of a local anesthetic.
这些逃避的方法就好像给他们打了一针局部麻醉剂。
But they will get no permanent relief until they deal with the root of the problem.
但他们却得不到真正的释放，直到他们去对付问题的根源。
Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us."
耶稣教导门徒祷告说，赦免我们的罪，如同我们赦免那些得罪我们的人。
Jesus gave them the key to fill that emptiness and restlessness in their lives.
耶稣指出了填满心灵空虚、解决烦躁不安的关键所在。
He gave them the key to contentment and true joy in life.
他提供了一个使人获得真实喜乐和满足的要诀。
Now, if you have never accepted the death of Jesus on the cross to be for your sin, then you are still living in your sin.
假如你还没有接受耶稣在十字架上为你的罪而死这样一个事实的话，你仍旧活在罪中。
And you will have that deep, empty feeling until you come to him and ask for forgiveness.
你会饱尝人生那种难以言状的空虚感，直到你来到他面前，祈求他饶恕你的罪。
And if you are a believer but not seeking daily forgiveness, you will have an even worse feeling of emptiness.
假如你是基督徒，却没有每天寻求神的饶恕，你的空虚感会更难受。
You may ask, how can I receive this daily forgiveness?
也许你会问，我怎么才能得到神每天的饶恕呢？
The way you receive that daily forgiveness is by your willingness to forgive others.
每天得到神饶恕的途径就是你要不断地饶恕别人。
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
赦免我们的罪，如同我们赦免那些得罪我们的人。
Matthew calls it debt.
马太福音把它称为债务。
Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because sin is a debt.
因为罪就是债务。
For the believer, his or her eternal debt is paid on the cross once and for all.
对基督徒来说，他们所有的债务在十字架上被一次而永远的付清了。
Our daily sin incurs daily debt.
我们每天所犯的罪就给我们带来债务。
It may not affect your salvation, but it will affect your relationship with God.
它不会导致你失落救恩，但它会影响你和神的关系。
The person who feels no need for confession and forgiveness is a person who has not yet been regenerated and born again.
一个自认为不需要认罪悔改的人，表明他还没有重生的生命。
As judge, God is eager to forgive repentant sinners.
神作为审判官，他很乐意饶恕悔改的罪人。
But as father, he is even more eager to keep on forgiving his children.
然而作为一个父亲，他更乐意饶恕他的儿女。
Listening friends, listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细地听我说。
Asking for forgiveness implies confession.
祈求饶恕就意味着要向神承认你的罪。
Feet that are not presented to Christ cannot be washed by him.
不来到基督面前，他就不能替你洗脚。
Sin that is not confessed cannot be forgiven.
不承认自己过错的也得不到赦免。
And that is why 1 John 1:9 gives us the condition. If we confess our sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive our sins.
因此约翰一书第一章九节告诉我们，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
Proverbs 28:13 says, He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses them will find mercy.
箴言28:13说，遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙连续。
Here is the catch.
这一点很关键。
There is a prerequisite for receiving daily forgiveness.
要得到不断的饶恕，必须有一个先决条件。
What is it?
这个条件是什么呢？
As we forgive others.
就是我们要饶恕别人。
Listening friends, you must not miss this point.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心这一点。
Forgiveness for the salvation of your soul is freely given.
你所得到的赦免之恩是白白得来的。
Forgiveness for the salvation of your soul is graciously offered.
是你灵魂得救的赦免之恩是神慈悲的赏赐。
There are no conditions, no probation period.
没有附带条件，也不需要经过考验。
You cannot do anything to earn it.
你不能用任何代价来赚取救恩。
It is freely given.
它是白白赏赐给你的。
Daily forgiveness, on the other hand, has a condition attached to it.
但是生活中每天的饶恕就有一个条件。
Did you notice I did not say that forgiving others is easy?
你有没有注意到我并没有说饶恕别人是件容易的事？
Especially those who falsely accuse you or abuse you.
尤其是对那些伤害你、抹黑你的人，就更不容易饶恕他们。
But what I can tell you is this.
然而我告诉你，
If you are a child of God, you do not have another option but forgiveness.
如果你是神的儿女，除了饶恕，你没有别的选择。
Have you ever asked yourself, why is it that we have trouble forgiving those who have wronged us?
你有没有问过自己，饶恕那些得罪我们的人为什么这么难呢？
Why is it so hard to give up old resentments and ill will?
放弃恼怒和憎恨的心为什么如此艰难呢？
Why do we harbor grudges and animosities?
我们为什么会记恨别人呢？
Why do we allow bitterness and antagonisms to cripple our character?
我们为什么容许苦毒、恼恨毁了我们呢？
Why do we allow bitterness and antagonisms to twist our personalities?
我们为什么让苦毒、恼恨扭曲了我们的人格呢？
But there's even more important question than this.
但还有更严重的问题。
Why do we do this when we know that this is the one thing that blocks out God's forgiveness and blessing from flowing freely in our lives?
我们明明知道这样做会阻碍神对我们的饶恕和赐福，但为什么我们偏偏还要这么做呢？
I am convinced that there are very few things that have short-circuited the power of the Church of Jesus Christ as unresolved conflict among its members.
我深信在耶稣基督的教会中再也没有比弟兄姐妹之间的不和更能削弱我们的力量了。
Our unforgiveness of others cripples our effectiveness for God.
当我们不愿意饶恕别人时，我们就不能有效地服侍神。
The Holy Spirit cannot work freely among those who carry grudges and harbor resentments.
圣灵无法在那些心存怨恨的人身上自由做工。
I actually have met people who are carrying resentments and bitterness toward their parents who have long since been dead.
我也认识一些人，甚至对他们已经过世的双亲仍然耿耿于怀，心存怨恨。
I ask you again, have you ever asked yourself why?
我再说一次，你有没有问过自己，这到底是为什么呢？
Why do we do this when we know of the dangerous consequences?
为什么我们明明知道后果是很危险的，还是不愿意饶恕别人呢？
Probably I will get as many answers to this question as the number of people listening to me.
大概 每个人的答案都不同。
But whatever your answer may be, at the core of these outer reasons is this.
但是不管你的答案是什么，核心的原因就是。
Are you ready for the answer?
你想知道答案是什么吗？
Human pride.
就是人的骄傲。
Deep down, you'll find that there is a big I standing like a huge steel beam at the very core of our makeup.
在你心灵的深处，有一根巨大无比的梁木，也就是自我，伫立在那里。
And that steel beam refuses to budge.
这根梁木绝不动摇。
That steel beam refuses to bend.
这根梁木绝不屈服。
That steel beam refuses to be broken.
这根梁木绝不折断。
Husbands and wives, friends, colleagues, co-workers, neighbors, all can easily get into a situation where love and friendship gives way to animosity and hatred.
夫妻、朋友、同事、邻居，本应该有的爱和友情却轻易地被仇视和憎恨所取代。
Millions of people utter this prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
千万人都会祷告说，赦免我们的罪，如同我们赦免那些得罪我们的人。
Yet they have absolutely no clue what they're saying.
但是他们根本就不明白自己在说什么。
There are two things that I want to share with you about this prayer.
关于这句祷告，我要跟你分享两个重点。
Number one,
第一，
When you forgive others, you are manifesting the divine nature of God in your life.
当你饶恕别人的时候，神美善的属性就可以从你身上彰显出来。
Secondly,
第二，
When you are forgiving others, you are bringing delight to the heart of God.
在你饶恕别人的时候，你就是在讨神的喜悦。
First, let me discuss the divine nature.
我们先来看看神美善的属性。
There are some people who think that this prayer is a trade-off with God.
有些人以为这句祷告是在跟神讨价还价，谈条件。
I just have to forgive in order to get forgiveness, and that's all mechanical.
为了要得赦免，我就必须赦免别人，很现实的样子。
Not at all.
其实根本不是这么回事。
Jesus did not say, pray, saying, forgive us on the grounds of the fact that we forgive our debtors, no.
耶稣并没有说，你们要这样祷告，基于我们饶恕了别人。所以我们也可以得饶恕，不是的。
But rather,
主的意思乃是
，Forgive us as we also have forgiven.
赦免我们，就像我们也曾经赦免过别人。
What is he saying?
主耶稣是什么意思呢
？One of the signs that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
有个标志显示你是属于主耶稣基督的。
One of the signs that God is your Father and Jesus is your brother and the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
有个标志显示神是你的父亲，耶稣是你的兄长，圣灵是住在你心里的。
One of the signs that you have the divine nature working in you.
有个标志显示神正在造就你的生命，使你具有神的性情。
Is when you freely forgive.
这个标志就是你能够不断地饶恕别人。
When you say, forgive me as I forgive, you are saying, Lord, I belong to you.
当你祷告说，赦免我们，就好像我也曾经赦免过别人一样，其实你是在说，主啊，我是属于你的。
Lord, I do what you do.
主啊，我愿效法你。
Lord, I love just like you love.
主啊，我愿意爱人，正像你爱我们一样。
Lord, I am following in your footsteps.
主啊，我愿跟随你的脚中行。
To manifest the divine nature is a privilege that only God's children have.
彰显神美善的属性是神儿女特有的权利。
And when you exercise that privilege, you are opening yourself to receive more of God's nature.
当你履行你的特权时，你也正在开放自己，可以接纳更多神的属性。
And the more you exercise it, the more you receive, and the more you give it away, the more He will give you.
你实行的越多，你得到的收获也越多，你付出的越多，神赏赐给你的也越多。
There is one person who never forgives.
只有一个人从来都不会饶恕的。
Do you know who it is?
你知道他是谁吗？
That person is Satan.
他就是撒旦。
The word Satan means adversary, and he is called the accuser of the brethren.
撒旦就是抵挡的意思，他也被称为控告弟兄的。
When Satan sees bitterness and jealousy, he reinforces it.
当撒旦发现在我们中间有苦毒恼恨的时候，他就会兴风作浪。
When Satan meets goodness, he holds it in contempt.
当撒旦看到良善的时候，他藐视良善。
When Satan sees forgiveness, he hates it.
但撒旦看见饶恕的时候，他恨恶饶恕。
He first tempts people to sin, and then when they sin, he accuses them of sin.
撒旦先引诱我们犯罪，我们一旦犯了罪，他就控告我们。
And Satan wants us to act in the same way when people sin against us.
不但如此，撒旦也要我们用同样的态度来对待那些得罪我们的人。
Well, my listening friend, listen and think with me.
亲爱的朋友，请留心想一想这个问题。
When someone takes advantage of you,
当别人占你的便宜，
when someone lets you down,
当别人令你失望，
when someone speaks ill of you,
当别人说你的坏话，
you have a choice.
你可以选择该如何反应。
You can act like the accuser of the brethren,
你可以像那位控告弟兄的一样控告别人。
Or manifest the divine nature that has become ours the day you said yes to Jesus.
或者彰显神的属性，但是当你悔改信主的那一天就进入你生命中的。
First, forgiveness manifests your divine nature.
第一，当你饶恕别人的时候，神美善的属性就可以从你身上彰显出来。
Secondly, forgiveness brings delight to the heart of God.
第二，当你饶恕人的时候，就能讨神的喜悦。
Many of you would testify with me about the incredible love and joy and peace of God that floods our hearts when we are forgiven.
很多人跟我一样都可以做见证说，当我们的罪得到赦免时，内心充满着神所赐的奇妙大爱、平安和喜乐。
Forgiveness is hard and painful.
饶恕是很艰难、很痛苦的。
It is not easy.
实在不容易做到。
But there are few things that please the heart of God more than when we forgive.
然而，没有什么事情比饶恕人更能讨神喜悦的了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because He sees His reflection in us.
因为神看到我们身上反照着他的形象。
Because He sees His nature in us.
因为神看到我们身上彰显出他的属性。
Because he sees his likeness in us.
因为神看到我们身上具有他的样式。
And heaven rejoices when you and I freely forgive those who deeply wound us.
当我们甘心饶恕那些伤害我们的人，天上都要一同欢喜快乐。
There is something very important I want to tell you.
我要告诉你一件非常重要的事。
The deeper the wound, the greater forgiveness is needed.
伤害越深，需要的饶恕也越多。
Just as the doctor has to keep the physical wound in our body clean from infection so that it can heal properly, so must we.
就像医生清洗伤口以免感染，这样才能彻底痊愈，我们也该如此。
We must keep our emotional wounds clean from bitterness so that we can be healed.
我们必须清除那些因着被伤害而产生的苦毒，心灵的创伤才能复原。
Forgiveness keeps the wound clean.
饶恕可以清洗我们的伤口。
Spending time talking with your Heavenly Father is the only strength that you need to strengthen you and your resolve to keep on forgiving.
来到天父的面前向神倾诉是唯一能加强你饶恕力量的途径。
Because when you do that, you bring delight to the heart of God.
因为当你这样做的时候，神的心就得到了安慰。
But I want to tell you that they are preaching the cure without prescribing the medicine.
但我要告诉你，光说要饶恕，却没有饶恕的实质是无效的。
Without the power of God in the Father through the example of the Son and in the strength of the Holy Spirit, you cannot fully forgive.
如果没有神的能力，借着耶稣的榜样和圣灵的扶持，你就不可能彻底的饶恕。
Let me ask you this.
请问你。
Is there someone in your life, the moment his name or her name is mentioned, you tense up?
在你一生中，有没有这样一个人，即使你听到他的名字，都会使你的情绪立刻紧张起来。
Your heart beats a little faster.
心跳加快。
Your pulse races away.
血压高涨。
You begin to grind your teeth.
甚至咬牙切齿。
Then let me tell you, you have not forgiven that person.
这说明一个问题，那就是你到现在还没有饶恕他。
You say, oh, but I have.
也许你会说，哦，可我已经饶恕了。
Well, can you pray that God will bless that person?
那好，你能不能为那个人祷告，求神赐福给他呢？
Can you say when that person's name is mentioned, oh, Lord, bless him or bless her?
当你再次听到那个人的名字，你能不能说，哦，主啊，赐福给他？
If you cannot, then you have not forgiven, and you need to do that today.
假如你还不能做到这一点，那么你还没有饶恕他。你现在就需要这么做。
It is my prayer that you will do that.
求神帮助你。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下次节目时间再会。愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的讲道和安详的翻译，也感谢各位弟兄姐妹们的收听。原来我们一切的苦毒和不饶恕都来自内心深处的骄傲。是啊，只有我们真正的意识到自己只不过是个蒙恩的罪人，并且能够勇敢地来到天父面前倾吐时，我们才会更亲近神，充满神的荣耀和喜乐。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再见。
用今天的